It was thought that Marilyn Robinson was the frontrunner for the National Book Award for Fiction this year with Lila, her exquisite look at a homeless girl in Iowa. But the book that won was also exquisitely written, as well as hilarious, biting, whipsawing, sad. Some of the words reviewers used to describe former Marine Phil Clay's short story collection about the war in Iraq, Redeployment. Clay served in Anbar Province in 2007 and 8. He writes about troops at war, a contractor who hilariously thinks teaching Iraqi kids baseball will solve everything. But also he writes about a vet who comes home and can't go to a shopping mall. Phil Clay joins a talented group of veterans writing about their experience, and he joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What were you trying to say?
I was trying to invite readers in to imagine these experiences from the inside of the heads of different people at different times in Iraq, because it's so intense, not just what you experience when you deploy, but also coming back home, what America looks like after you've been at war and what you make of it. And I think it's a really important conversation to be having.
Well, in your acceptance speech last night, you said you came back from Iraq not knowing what to think when children asked you if you'd killed anyone. Was this a way of trying to figure out answers to those questions?
Yeah, middle school students, they were very disappointed when I told them no. And then we had a conversation about, you know, what that question actually means. I've had veteran friends tell me that, you know, did you kill anyone is the most obscene question you can ask a veteran.
Mm. Well, and of course, in the case of kids, that's the way of turning it into an action movie, you know, which is
right.
Not, right.
And what was actually kind of great about that was they were super excited, but then we actually had a really good talk about what that meant. Even though they were kids, they got it pretty quickly. I think there are all these stories that we have about war that help us try and imagine it or help us avoid imagining what it actually is. And, you know, with my book, I wanted to add some different stories to the conversation that would hopefully, you know, challenge some of the narratives out there that I think are unhelpful.
Yeah. Just pick a couple of moments that you got across, either the dark gallows humor or the pain or what. Just a couple moments that you're pleased with.
So one of the things that I did, I have, for example, a scene where there are artillerymen. And they've just had their first mission where they've actually shot at living targets, right? Except the target is very far away from them. And they're discussing, you know, did they kill anybody? And if so, how much responsibility do they individually have for the people they killed? And they're sort of excited about it. I have that story and their disconnect from the actual violence that's being committed. And then, you know, in another story, I have a mortuary affairs specialist, or the Marines who prepare the bodies of the dead to be sent home. And he doesn't do any killing, but he's in a very physically immediate way interacting with the bodies of the dead. Those are two stories. I always wanted stories that would kind of look at similar topics from very different angles.
Yeah. Well, the judges certainly felt they did. Again, Phil Clay's collection of short stories, fictionalized account of the time he spent in Iraq, is called Redeployment. Just want to mention, you were part of a special New York Times project called Home Fires. It featured the writing of vets of Iraq and Afghanistan. How much did that help being part of what seems like a particularly talented community of writers?
Tremendous. The body of literature from veterans of the recent wars is continuing to grow, and it's something that I'm very excited about, and I think it's something that's very good and healthy.
Phil Clay, again, his book is Redeployment, National Book Award winner for this year. Thanks so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
The book is being compared to Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried About the Vietnam War. High praise. We highly recommend it.